8:39, just about 8:40. It's Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Arida, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning. Juneteenth 2022 celebration coming up this weekend here in Galesburg, and it actually includes something on Friday as well that that we'll get to. Juneteenth, it's notable, something that happened after the end of the Civil War, and word did not travel nearly as fast back then. And we're going to talk about what happened and why we have this Juneteenth celebration. First off, introduce our guests. First off, he's a former professor at Carl Sandburg College, Wendell Hunnigan. Wendell, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning.
Thanks so much for coming in. Also joining us, the Reverend James Haley III from Allen Chapel AME Church. Reverend, good morning. How are you today?
Doing fine, Tom. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for coming in this morning. Semenya McCord. Semenya, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Good morning, Tom. I'm fine.
Thanks so much for coming in. Also, Stephanie Greiner, she's with the support for African American Affairs here in the community. Stephanie, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Thank you.
Well, thanks so much for coming in here. First off, I'm going to start with you, Wendell, about a little bit of the history of what went on and how this all came about, because you know, we thought, okay, the Civil War ended, and there's no more slavery. Slaves are free now. But we didn't have social media, we didn't have TV, and word didn't travel so fast, and everybody did not get that message immediately.
And there was also tremendous resistance to the end right. of slavery. That's why they had a civil war. But this celebration goes back to June 19th, 1865, at a place called Galveston, Texas, and there was a general whose name was Gordon Grayson, and he issued an edict to tell the people of Texas that slavery had ended, and Juneteenth is considered to be the oldest celebration in the black community, period. It is truly our Independence Day in America.
Yeah, and it's interesting because there are in other parts of the country, those who were still slaves at the time and those who were free found out about it sooner, and some were
exactly.
free sooner and all that. And so, yeah, a day, Reverend, that you know, there may have been some, especially that were slaves at the time, that might not have known everything that was going on, and even with the war and all that. So it was a day that, my gosh, that had been something pretty amazing to hear, and what a celebration.
Yes, it really was, especially for those who had not yet heard. You know, and as you said, you know, all they had was the telegraph, and then at one time they had the Pony Express and all of that way they got news away, but it news around, but it didn't travel that fast. And
yeah.
so, but finally, when it got to everybody, or when they really was able to clarify the date, that's the date they clarified on. Even though the United States of America, we always hear on the 4th of July as Independence Day, but again, by us being such a diverse country, it wasn't always that way for everybody. And so with that, the slaves, and when they finally got the word and they made it known, it just felt good for those who were enslaved. And maybe some did wanted to resist it, but still, freedom is freedom.
Yeah.
Liberty is liberty. All of us want freedom and liberty.
Yeah. Well, I'm guessing also there, and maybe there were slave owners or people in the state of Texas at that time that knew but weren't willing to pass on that information. Again, information not readily available, and also those who were enslaved were probably not freely given information either, as I'm guessing, too. So, well, let's talk about Juneteenth 2022. Big celebrations coming up this weekend here in Galesburg, I'm sure all over the country as well, but a lot of things going on here. Semenya, let's start with some of the stuff happening this Saturday. We'll start off at the Central Congregational Church.
Well, let me turn that over, please, to
Stephanie Grimes.
Oh.
Yes. All right, Stephanie.
Her organization, we are excited about the collaboration that, you know, those of us who were just wanting to do something began to plan for Sunday, and then found that, of course, the Support Group for African American Affairs, one of the earliest organizations to put something together for Galesburg, and Stephanie is a prime mover and shaker of of that group. Let me turn that to her.
Well, and Stephanie, before we get into about the Juneteenth celebration, talk about the support group for African American Affairs and a little bit of the history of that group.
Sure. The support group for African American Affairs was actually founded in 1991. And since that time, we have been an organization that has worked on specifically focusing on African-American affairs here in Knox County. And so that may involve a lot of different things. What the group was really focused on in terms of schooling, appropriate education for students, representation on the city. In the city, within the fire department, the police department, So those are the things that we were really focused on. With regards to Juneteenth, actually, the group was inaugural, a celebration was in 2002. At that time, that's when there was the first, Bob Sheehan was the mayor at the time, and Bob was the one who issued the first proclamation. And from that time, the support group has been instrumental in having instrumental in starting these Juneteenth celebrations. Now, 2015, the NAACP, because that was 150 years that we have been celebrating Juneteenth. And so in 2015, the support group joined in with the NAACP, the WC and Thelma Jackson Memorial Foundation, and other groups around town. We all joined forces in which to have a big, huge celebration. So the big first huge celebration was in 2003, but then the next one was 2015, where there was we had a lot of different things that were throughout the city, Knox College, Sandburg. We are very appreciative because our first big celebration back in 2003 was at Carl Sandburg. Yeah. And we did a lot of barbecue cook-offs, vendors, poetry readings, just a lot of different activities that we had. So this year is going to be no less, we're coming off of the pandemic. And hopefully we can go ahead and recover in terms of some of the things that we want to do for the community and have showcased.
Well, all gets underway 11 o'clock on Saturday morning, Central Congregational Church here in downtown Galesburg with the Mental Health and Wellness in the Black Community. Talk a little bit about that and kind of the purpose behind that.
Sure. Well, so mental health and wellness in the Black community, we're just coming off the pandemic. And there's so many different issues that are still at play, not only the pandemic, but we have had just a series of killings in African-American community, and senseless killings. And so that really tends to impact how we think about things, emotionally, psychologically, mentally, And even though we may not be in a metropolitan area, we're still in a rural area where that's really important to a lot of African-Americans. It impacts our mental health. It impacts our mental health. Economically, how are we going to, get a good job, to sustain and help our families, how are our children going to go ahead and get a good education? I grew up here in Galesburg, and, I remember I'm a first-generation student, and my parents, who were very well involved in the community. I mean, they couldn't say, well, let's take you to this college or that college, but there were others that were around me that of the African-American community that were in a teaching profession that said, hey, check out, in my case, it was Wilberforce University, which is out in Ohio. It's a HBCU school. And so, very important that was to me because then I encouraged both of my daughters. One went to Wilberforce and the other one went to Virginia State University. Go to a HBCU. Get yourself immersed around African-American culture so that we can appreciate that. Bring that back to this area, so that we can share that and the richness of what our culture is.
I'm wondering, and Semenya is a former educator, and Wendell, you as well. I'm wondering now because growing up, of course, history class, I was not aware of Juneteenth until, honestly, around the time of the first celebration here and informed about it. I knew nothing about it. I don't know now, Semenya, are you aware? Is this something being taught in secondary education now? Or I'm not even sure.
No, it's not being taught. I laugh because I knew about it because my mother was from Texas.
Okay.
And she would and her family, her mother, her aunt, they were all school teachers in a segregated school system back in, you know, in those days, of course. And I remember her talking about when the schools became integrated, there were certainly things on the plus side, but she said a lot of people really were frustrated by suddenly the lack of black history, or the, you know, along with the regular good old history lessons and talking about George Washington, they also learned about George Washington Carver and W.B. Du Bois and Harriet Tubman, and those were part and parcel of American history. And with the integration of the schools, a great deal of that, if not in many places, the totality of that was lost and just put aside. And so, but she would talk about Juneteenth and things they knew then. And so when I felt like, wow, it's coming to Galesburg, and I was, you know, kind of proud about it. I was like, I know about it already. And my mother's from Texas, so we find, you know, why not take on these opportunities to celebrate as a community, mm-hmm. and to have everyone understand that this strengthens our history as an American phenomenon on this globe, in a way, and it's, the strength is something to be cherished and something to be celebrated among everybody.
If I could add, not only is Juneteenth, the purpose is to celebrate or to commemorate what has happened in the past, but it gives us an opportunity to educate about the true history of America. I don't know if a lot of people know, we've had 44 presidents and 12 of them owned slaves. 12 presidents actually owned slaves. That slavery actually lasted longer than African Americans have been free in this country. And of course, the other purpose, I think, of Juneteenth is to agitate, to realize that the dream is still not completed, that we need to, there are still areas that need to be addressed. And I think that's another purpose of Juneteenth.
Well, yeah, and I guess, as you said, learning the history, and actually, we don't want to forget it, though, either, right?
I mean, that's exactly right.
Yeah, you forget things, they get repeated sometimes, and we obviously don't want that to happen. So when was this something, growing up, Wendell, were you aware of the June, and being an educator, you may have been with history and whatnot, but...
Well, to be honest, I went through the American school system.
Right.
And I didn't learn about these things until I went to college.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I remember in school that when we get to the Civil War, maybe two or three pages were addressed to slavery. And slavery was a very integral part of the U.S. economy. That's where the United States produced its wealth, is on the backs of people who were brought here involuntarily. So, no, I was not aware of it until I majored in sociology.
Right, yeah. Well, and that's the thing, as Semenya mentioned, is, you know what, and even growing up, a chapter on George Washington Carver, W.B. Du Bois, Frederick Douglass, Harriet Tubman,
exactly.
But that, and you went through that as well. That was about the extent of it, though. And then there was so much more to it. And like you said, so much of this on the backs of those people that not everybody knows about, but we should.
Right.
That we should. Well, the Galesburg Juneteenth 2022 celebration coming up this weekend. It's actually going to start a little bit early with an event. Reverend Haley, if you would step back in and talk about the kind of, I guess, a prayer vigil on Friday morning.
Yeah, there's going to be a prayer vigil at Allen Chapel or ME Church, 153 East Tompkins Street here. We know that on June the 17th, 2015, there was a mass shooting at the church that we have, that is Emmanuel Temple ME Church in Charleston, South Carolina. It was on a Wednesday evening, and they were having prayer and Bible study. And there was a young man, I think he was 18, 19, or 20, whatever his age was. He was there, but he came there to do harm, and he did. He ended up killing 9, wounding 3, so it's the Emmanuel 9 plus 3. And we know that the entire United States was affected by it. Because at that time, we know that when the churches came together, the community in South Carolina came together in Charleston, that even when they had the funeral for them, that you could see love, you could see unity. It was a great time to show it, and we want to thank God for the leadership that did show it. And so this is year 7, and we want to go ahead and have prayer at noon and maybe share a few words from the passage of Scripture, because one thing America know, mass shooting is still continuing. And it doesn't matter where you at. Is there a safe zone? No. Because as our sister was sharing about the mental issues, people are committing suicide. They're doing everything. And we just got to stay focused. And so this is just to remind us and to pray for the community of Charleston, South Carolina, because they're still being affected by that act. And some of the people, the pastor that was shot and murdered, I knew him. Some of the things that was happening at that church. And the first thing that everybody does, they ask the church that is connected. And I was at Bethel AME Church in Quincy. They asked about security. Are you going to get more security now? You can have all the security in the world, and if somebody's going to do something wrong, they can get in and do something wrong. Yeah. But I just want everybody to come, if you will, for just 1 hour from 12 to 1. And I want to thank God for Pastor Andrew Jowers. He reminded me of it, and because of that, I said, we're going to go ahead and do it, and the community is invited to come. We're not just going to pray for what happened back then. We got to pray what's happening today and tomorrow.
Absolutely. Well, Galesburg's Juneteenth 2022 celebration, of course, the prayer vigil on Friday at noon, and then the Juneteenth, again, with the mental health and wellness in the Black community, 11 o'clock at Central Congregational Church. Voices, readings in honor of Juneteenth at noon. Scholarship reception at 1 o'clock. Talk about what's going on with that, Stephanie.
Okay. So the support group gives scholarships, and we've been giving scholarships since 2001. And so graduating high school seniors apply for, a scholarship for them to continue their education at a higher institution. And so we honor those graduating students, as well as high achievement students. Those are students that are at our, Lombard Middle School, at Churchill Junior High School. We identify young people that have had high achievement, and so we honor them also. This year we're going to have a Lifelong Achievement Awards, and we're going to honor those in the community that have had lifelong achievement in the community, serving the community, and just the things that they've done in terms of mentoring and helping with the community. So that's going to be our scholarship reception at 1 o'clock, and we conclude, of course, with Hope for Our Future, Continuing the Good Fight. That's a panel discussion on just things here in our community. Right. What can we continue to do to continue the good fight and to continue to have hope with what we're doing here in the community? Sometimes we can almost feel hopeless, but the goal is to talk about ways that we don't have to lose hope, but we can continue that good fight and do good things here.
Absolutely. Then Sunday events will be happening at Standish Park, of course, at the behind the courthouse. Getting underway 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Freedom, Faith, and Family. There will be songs and stories, tributes to some local fathers here during Father's Day, Reflect and Rejoice, storytellers singing as well. So, yeah, just going to – and again, the entire community is invited.
Yes, the entire community is invited. Yes.
Yeah. So again, the Juneteenth celebration. Again, Samina, anything else you'd like to add about Juneteenth or our particular celebration here?
Well,
and remembrance, I should say, as well.
We're excited about the collaboration. We've gotten a lot of good feedback. We've been trying to put the word out, and hope it looks like the days of. I've been watching the weather, and it as each day goes by, I think over the weekend has gotten a little bit cooler.
Yeah, we're looking. So yeah, and sunshine also. But yeah,
and sunshine,
yeah, which
right?
Is good.
Right.
Yeah.
That would be that. Yeah. And we recognize that Sunday will be Father's Day as well, and we know that families certainly have their own plans and special things for fathers. So we are incorporating a tribute to what I sort of coined as a dozen dedicated dads. Sometimes, particularly gentlemen that we are aware of who don't always get recognition in the community, but what their work and their commitment is making a difference. And hopefully that kind of recognition might become something that is an annual part of our Juneteenth, whether or not it falls on Father's Day again or not. But we're glad to be able to do that. And as they have storytelling, Gary Moore, who has been to Galesburg a few times with his wonderful ways of telling stories and incorporating stories that some come from African fables and some are more contemporary for the community. They're appropriate for families. And if they're, you know, kids happen to be available, sometimes he brings them right up and puts them into the stories. It's a great way just to pull people together and have a wonderful afternoon.
Absolutely. Reverend Haley, any final thoughts on the Juneteenth celebration?
Yes. The only thing we want to just mention to you now is that since it is on Father's Day, we're telling everyone to bring your fathers, you know, those of you who can bring your fathers, because even though we have designated 12, we're going to give out 100 certificates of just thank you to any father that is there, and just for them to know that we appreciate them, and it's time for men to stand up and be fathers and dads and to love their family. And that's why Pastor Jarvis, when he came up with the thought, freedom, faith, and family, that it all ties in together. And so we're looking forward to seeing them. We're just sharing with you right now, and we just pray for good weather like it was last year. And so to God be the glory. And Tom, I got a special invitation for you, but I'm not going to do it right now. I'm going to wait
okay.
till you get off the-
All right. Wendell, any final thoughts about the events this weekend?
Well, again, this is not a black event. This is a community event, and we invite everyone to our community. In fact, we'll be even honoring our mayor as being a father in our community. So this is not just for, quote, one group of people. This is American history, and people need to know the story of this country.
Absolutely. Wendell, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Reverend Haley, thank you again, as always.
Thank you, Brother Tom.
Semenya, thank you again so much.
Thank you, sir.
Stephanie, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.